We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, cherished viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Andalusia, Spain donates $2.5 million to support maternal and child care for Palestinian refugees in the Middle East. In good governance news, Nepal prohibits smoking in public places. In faith news, Iraq inaugurates its first new church since 2003. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 1st, Libya, Slovakia, and Uzbekistan celebrate their national days. Libya, a North African country, has several outstanding archaeological sites, including those of Cyrene, Leptis Magna, and Sabratha, all of which are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Slovakia observes the adoption of its constitution in 1992 on this day. Situated in Central Europe, it is home to the wooden churches of the Slovak part of the Carpathian Mountain area. Also UNESCO World Heritage Sites, they were constructed between the 16th and 18th centuries and are representative of various religious faiths and cultures coexisting in that small region. Today, Uzbekistan, which is north of Turkmenistan in Central Asia, commemorates its independence achieved in 1991. Its historic town of Samarkand, founded in 7th century BCE, is a fine example of a variety of cultures living harmoniously together. It also contains fine examples of Islamic architecture. May the kind-hearted citizens of Libya, Slovakia, and Uzbekistan have a memorable National Day.
As we celebrate Supreme Master Television's upcoming 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we're honored to present wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and enthusiasm.
Hey, what's up? This is Cedric Sanders from The Social Network.
And this is Cornelius Smith Jr. from All My Children.
And we want to say happy 5th anniversary to Supreme Master Television. World Vegan,
World Peace.
Blind news. Landslides and flooding strike Maharashtra, India. Following 4 days of incessant rainfall, at least 15 people succumbed across the state, swept away in floodwaters or perishing in landslides as of Monday, August 29th. In the capital city Mumbai and twin city Navi Mumbai, landslides claimed 5 people's lives, also injuring another 3, one critically. Fire brigade officials rushed to the sites in an effort to find survivors. Officials also evacuated a disadvantaged neighborhood along the Mithi River when its levels began rising quickly, while a section of the Konkan Railway was blocked by a major landslide, disrupting rail operations between Mumbai and southern states as it brought a 20-meter retaining wall down onto the tracks. The extreme weather prompted cancellation of nearly 650 trains, as well as causing flight delays and closure of several schools.
Conveying her sorrowful love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that her nearby association members please check with regional governments to find out whether help is required and to go, if possible, to comfort those most in need. She added that funds for urgent necessities are available.
We appreciate the efforts of all officials and personnel to safeguard and assist the storm affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern, wishing the affected residents a soon return to the regularity of their daily lives, and that such weather intensities subside through our concerted efforts toward a kinder, eco-stabilized planet.
U.S. firefighters battle wildfires in California, Oklahoma, and Texas. As of Tuesday, August 30th, 4 recently ignited wildfires in California had been contained, with another 5 that firefighters were still working to extinguish. Near Yosemite National Park, steep terrain and high temperatures hindered the more than 1,000 firefighters trying to gain control of the motor fire, which had burned over 5,200 acres and caused minor injury to 5 people. Further south, the Wells Fire had consumed nearly 1,600 acres in the Mojave National Preserve before being 70% contained. 3 other fires in Los Angeles and San Diego counties were also very close to being contained on Tuesday, with people being allowed to return home after precautionary evacuations.
In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, a fire spread quickly Tuesday due to dry and windy conditions, consuming more than 1,500 acres of a forested section of the city, with hundreds of homes evacuated and at least 10 houses destroyed. Many windy utility poles were also consumed by the flames, leaving thousands without power. In neighboring Texas, similarly parched conditions sparked a blaze in the northern part of the state, with firefighters working through the night Tuesday in efforts to contain flames that had spread across 7,500 acres, closing part of a state highway and destroying more than 25 homes in Possum Kingdom Lake. One person was injured when he tried to save his neighbor's home from the approaching fire.
We thank all firefighting personnel for your brave efforts to put out the flames. May such destructive events subside through humanity's more considerate stewardship of the earth and her inhabitants.
Volcanic activity increases in Russia, Italy, and Indonesia as earthquakes shake Saudi Arabia and East Timor. On Sunday, August 28, Mount Lokan in Indonesia, Sulawesi erupted 12 times, with officials also reporting 65 deep and 93 shallow volcanic quakes. Also on Sunday, West Sumatra's Mount Marapi in Indonesia erupted thick white smoke up to 100 meters high, with a level 2 alert issued to prohibit travel within a 3-kilometer radius of the crater. On Monday, Russia's Shivaluk volcano spewed ash and smoke up to 8.6 kilometers high, prompting officials to reroute air traffic. On the same day, Mount Etna on the Italian island of Sicily, which had been erupting for a week, emitted more ash and bursts of lava. Also on Monday, a number of southern Saudi towns and villages in Asir province were rocked by a tremor measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale.
Meanwhile, a powerful 6.8 magnitude quake on Tuesday rumbled deep beneath the Banda Sea near East Timor, 272 kilometers northeast of the capital Dili, where people fled from buildings with tremors that were felt as far away as Davao City, Philippines. The South Pacific island of Vanuatu was then rocked by a series of quakes measuring from 4.9 to 5.3 on the Richter scale, centered approximately 125 kilometers southwest of Port Vila. There were, fortunately, no immediate reports of injury or damage from any of the volcanic or seismic events. Our appreciation, scientists, for your careful monitoring of these situations to help ensure the public safety. With gratefulness for the maintained welfare of those in the affected regions, we pray that people foster lifestyles in balance with nature as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poisoned.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Jack's right about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Cho chú suốt đời không đổi thay, cảm ơn người độ lượng chăm sóc thân mọn hèn cho thức ngon nước mát cho nệm ấm chân em. Tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng chú suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cống, đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn thay người chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười. Trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 510.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Estonian president reappointed. On Monday, August 29th, incumbent president Tuomas Hendrik Ilves was re-elected by the Estonian parliament for his second five-year term in office. Addressing parliament after his re-election, President Ilves pledged greater inclusiveness for the country's large Russian-speaking minority as he stated, "I am ready to serve the Estonian state and all the people who live in Estonia, regardless of their worldview and their mother tongue. Our respectful congratulations, President Ilves, for your renewed post. May your leadership serve the highest aspirations of all of the warm-hearted people of Estonia."
Sri Lanka prohibits tobacco and alcohol in TV. The nation's National Authority on Tobacco and Alcohol, or NATA, announced a ban on smoking and drinking scenes on television, effective immediately. For programs produced before this NATA Act came into effect, the television channel will air an opening message that warns of the harmful substances in the upcoming scenes, as well as a message being displayed during the scenes. Our appreciation, Sri Lankan government, for these proactive measures to protect public health from the harms of alcohol and tobacco. May more and more nations enact such noble policies for the vibrant well-being of fellow citizens across the globe.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion US dollars annually in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions, harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing, speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence.
Additional harms for exposure to secondhand smoke. 600,000 deaths worldwide each year.
Childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood.
Sudden infant death syndrome. More than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke.
Infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women,
lung damage in children leading to adult emphysema, lung cancer in non-smoking restaurant servers, hearing loss across all frequencies, childhood behavioral problems when exposed while in the womb.
Plus more. For help quitting, please visit.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.5 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
1 in 6 deaths on the road in the UK are caused by drunk driving.
In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States. £2.41 million for prescription medications each year in England, UK, with overall health costs in the billions. 210 to 665 billion US dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Linked to 20% of breast cancer cases.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity.
Sleep pattern disturbance, including frequent awakening and reduced rest.
Brain damage, amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage,
alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Save Our Planet, Deputy Director of the U Minh Thượng National Park in Kiên Giang Province of Âu Lạc, or Vietnam, Pham Quoc Yang, states that the number of rare birds, as well as those at risk of extinction, is rapidly increasing, thanks to general preservation and reforestation efforts.
Save Our Planet. As Germany is shutting down all 17 of her nuclear reactors over the next 11 years, the Greek government announces plans to export sustainable energy to Germany from the development of 20,000 hectares of solar parks, according to Greece's Tanya News on Saturday, August 27, 2011.
Save Our Planet. The dangers of global warming causing the ocean's excessive absorption of carbon dioxide are demonstrated in an August 2011 study carried out by an international team of scientists, which shows that the region of the Mediterranean Sea that are high in CO2 due to volcanic activity suffer from major losses of biodiversity.
Hi, I'm Genty the Gorilla, a happy vegan, with a tip of the day about a healthful fruit. Raspberries are known to have high antioxidant levels. Furthermore, they are also a good source of vitamin K and C, magnesium, dietary fiber, and manganese. Plus, raspberries are delicious. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, the government of Andalusia, Spain donates $2.5 million to enhance maternal and child care for Palestinian refugees in the Middle East. The funds will be contributed to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. They will be used to sustain the ongoing operation of 137 primary health clinics that provide a number of services. These include care for expectant mothers and newborns and family planning, as well as support for active aging. More than 1.2 million women and their young children currently living in refugee camps will potentially benefit. Our earnest appreciation, Andalusian Government of Spain, for offering this essential aid. May it bring many benefits to our peace-loving Palestinian brothers and sisters with Allah's immense blessings.
And good governance news, Nepal prohibits smoking in public places. According to a new law of the nation, places designated as no smoking areas include religious sites, government offices, some parks, senior citizens' homes, girls' and boys' hostels, child care centers, orphanages, airports, hotels, and restaurants. In addition, tobacco products cannot be sold within 100 meters of these locations. Fines will be imposed on anyone found not adhering to these laws. Encouraging people to smoke or selling tobacco products to expectant mothers or youth under 18 years of age. Congratulations, Nepal, on these significant steps. May life-affirming habits be adopted by all for vibrant well-being of body, mind, and spirit. For their important health protecting actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the government of Nepal with the Shining World Leadership Award. Coming up, the Iraqi government donates land for a new church. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. More harmonious news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Certificate of Special Congressional Recognition presented to Supreme Master TV 5th Anniversary Celebration. Brian P. Bilbray, Member of Congress.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a charming world. In faith news, Iraq inaugurates its first new church since 2003. The marvelous Three Fountains Church has been constructed in a community of 200 Christian households near the northern city of Kirkuk. The land it was built on was given by the Iraqi government. Furthermore, contributions towards building the church included $10,000 from His Excellency President Jalal Talabani. The ceremony was attended by local Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmen, as well as provincial officials. Archbishop Luis Sacco and Imam Sheikh Ahmed Mohammed Amin recited prayers expressing people's faith and gratitude and wish for peace, friendship, and dignity. Our earnest thankfulness, Iraqi government, President Jalal Talabani, Archbishop Luis Sacco, Imam Sheikh Ahmed Mohammed Amin, and all who have assisted in the creation of the House of Worship. May it help bring many pure-minded individuals closer to the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Two Coats.
The wife said to the husband, "Why are you wearing two coats? Paint a house." The husband said, "Because it says on the tin, put on two coats for festival."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Lao Tzu, honoring the birth of a great sage on a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thanks for this show, Marco from Slovenia.
Thank you, much appreciated. Peace be with you, viewer from Australia.
Greetings, Marco, and friend from Australia. Thank you for your positive comments. The great Master Lao Tzu's enlightened teaching still inspires spiritual speakers, even after so many centuries. We pray the wisdom of sages is evermore the guiding light of humanity. May you and the gracious people of Slovenia and Australia be blessed with divine bliss and compassion.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@supremastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit supremastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit resonate with heaven's boundless magnificence.
Presented to Supreme Master TV. The Walnut City Council congratulates Supreme Master TV's 5th anniversary celebration. Our very best wishes for continued success. Nancy Traggers, Mayor.
Mary Sue, Mayor Pro Tem.
Antonio Cartagena, Council Member.
Thomas P. King, Council Member.
Joaquin Lim, Council Member.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
British publication Intelligent Life names London, UK as the unofficial global capital of the world based on criteria of influence, income, education, global connections, and culture, with New York City, USA, Tokyo, Japan, Washington, D.C., USA, Shanghai, China, and Mexico City, Mexico also among the top five.
On the occasion of the Day of Assumption of St. Mary, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili pardons 201 prisoners, with 30 whose sentences are reduced by 50%. And 171 completely freed.
Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga announces funding to purchase maize crops from farmers at competitive prices for their benefit during this harvesting season, with the Agriculture Ministry also pledging increased seed production to ensure adequate amounts for the next planting season.
6-year-old German cow Yvonne, who escaped a slaughterhouse fate on May 24th, has eluded capture for over 3 months and became acclaimed for her will to be free, with local officials now asking that she be left undisturbed in her current habitat of the Bavarian forest.
Promoting progress toward a world free of nuclear tests and weapons, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urgently calls on all member states that have not yet ratified the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty to make it a priority to do so.
Calling him the most significant Arab poet of modern times, a jury awards eminent Syrian writer Adonis the 50,000 euro Goethe Prize, one of Germany's most prestigious literary honors.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.